This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I don't know that there's ever been an executive in Detroit that has, well, certainly with the Lions, they're probably, I mean, Scotty Bowman had a ton of credibility. But
well, Scotty probably had the most.
Yep. But Brad Holmes, before winning a championship, is right there. I mean, he's already right there, and he hasn't won a championship yet. And I don't even want to start a debate over Scotty or Brad, who's more credible. Doesn't matter. They're both wildly credible. If Brad Holmes doesn't go big here, are you okay with it? Are you okay with it? 248-539-9797. Rick writes in, I trust Holmes in the draft, but when it comes to midseason acquisitions, he's got to show me something this go-round.
I think it's fair.
See, I didn't have a problem with what they did last year. I mean, I guess if I had a problem with anything, it was Donovan Peoples-Jones didn't work out.
Well,
but,
there you go.
But that was such a subtle lesser move. I don't really think that that's enough to judge whether he's got a problem with midseason acquisitions.
Well, he wants him to prove it, though. Go do something in the midseason. So?
I don't think he's got to show me anything. I want him to do whatever he wants to do, which is a weird deal. I mean,
I get it because I love Brad Holmes as well, and I think he's been great. But we haven't seen a midseason acquisition, you know, a trade deadline type acquisition here that we've been excited about. Now, Tim Patrick has worked out. That's looking really good. That's in a plus column, but it's not the trade deadline stuff. I think people saw names last year bandied about at the edge rusher spot and thought, they got to get Sweat. They got to get Chase Young. They got to do something. They got to make a bid for Brian Burns. Do something here. And they end up with Donovan Peoples-Jones, which wasn't even the position.
One of the reasons why I'm saying this is this plan has been so successful so far. I kind of want to see what happens if we just let Brad Holmes cook and do what he wants to do.
I get it.
Because I feel like they're setting themselves up to compete for the Super Bowl every year.
But it could also mean that this could be a big splash.
Could be. I'm not expecting it, but I trust him.
You know, speaking of let Brad Holmes cook, I mean, wouldn't it be something if part of what Brad Holmes was cooking the last couple of years was Levi Onwuzurike? Now, me and Gator were pretty skeptical of the preseason hype that came with Onwuzurike because we just never seen him healthy, right? And now he has to move outside most likely for, you know, with this Hutch injury, with Davenport injury. And what if he comes through? That's a guy that Brad Holmes trusted the process, and even though he was hurt, hey, wait till this guy gets healthy. He's going to develop and all
that stuff.
That was his guy, right? Mm-hmm. Couldn't wait to draft him, right? And you know what? Knock on wood, he's still there, and he's a guy they're going to lean on with these injuries, man, because I don't expect a big splash. I just don't think it's in their DNA to how they do things here.
If the Lions had authentically elevated themselves to a top 10 defense, and this injury means they're no longer a top 10 defense, they're a top 20 defense. It's still better than last year, and the offense is better than last year.
Well,
roll with it.
I get the track record of Brad Holmes not making the splash move He hasn't done it in free agency and hasn't done it with trades and all that. But the Lions also haven't been in this position. They got to the NFC Championship game last year, and look, could they have played in the Super Bowl? Of course they could have played in the Super Bowl. We all know what happened in the game. So now it's a different situation here because we're expecting, their expectations have changed. The team has gotten better each and every year that they've, you know, been part of this regime. I think it puts him in a different space where now he can go ahead and do that next move. We all say, well, he's very calculated and does these kind of under-the-radar stuff until it's time to go ahead and do something that makes a bigger splash. And what better time than right now?
Let's go to Chris here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how's it going, Doug and Gator?
Okay.
Hey, Chris.
Good. I say we go all in on Myles Garrett. I think even if you had to trade two first-round picks, I believe you guys had said earlier in the week or whatever that I think he's on like a three-year deal or something. Even if we have to pick up that deal, I know we're talking about this year because of where we are. But I look past this year, and even if we don't even go to the Super Bowl, you'll have Myles Garrett once Hutch is healthy, and you will have the best edge rush duo in the league.
Yeah, he's got two more years after this year. We brought his name up yesterday, and he'd be an awesome addition. But you can't make a trade happen if the other team doesn't want to trade him. And we don't know where Cleveland's at. I mean, if I were Cleveland, I'd be entertaining anything. You're stuck with a quarterback. You need to get some picks back. But the other thing that's intriguing about this is that the price tag, if you just look at what Hassan Reddick got, Hassan Reddick had a nice track record with Philadelphia. And what they traded him to the Jets, it basically ends up being a second-round pick in 2026 is effectively what it is. So using that as a template, I don't know if you're going to have to give up a ton to get Myles Garrett. Is it a first-round pick? Is it a second-round pick and a third-round pick? Can you get it done with that?
If you acquire Myles Garrett, you basically pay him $1 million the rest of this year in guaranteed money. That's it. Then next year, it's non-guaranteed, $20 million, and the year after, $25 million non-guaranteed. And the Browns, in terms of dead cap, hold on for a sec, Chris. The Browns, in terms of dead cap, would have a $19 million hit this year and a $36 million hit next year. I got to tell you, if I'm the Browns, the Lions would have to blow my doors off with a trade offer to assume that kind of cap hit. Now, they might be going for a full-scale rebuild given Deshaun Watson's contract and how bad it is. But the bottom line here is, if I'm Cleveland, I need my doors blown off, and I also don't want to give away one of the elite players in a league where people turn it around quickly.
I'm just looking at it as, before Hutch even got hurt, with Davenport's injury, we were already looking for a filler edge rusher on the other side. And that's now we're like down. Everybody's talking about all these sub 15 edge rushers to just fill a spot. But now that Hutch got hurt, I think you need to elevate your needs.
So back to our question, Chris, if Holmes doesn't do it, you're mad. You don't trust
him. I think I'm kind of mad.
Okay. Thank you. 248-539-9797.
I'll answer the question too. If they don't make, Harold Landry would be fine with me, right?
Yeah, it'd be a pretty big move.
But it's a guy who comes with a big price tag, too. If they make a move less than that, I would be disappointed. I'm not mad, but I'll be disappointed because I'm getting my own hopes up and putting what I think is possible. And yet, of course, I don't know. I'm not on the phone with a GM of the Cleveland Browns or the Raiders. I have no idea what the availability is of their top-end guys. And would it be laughed at around the league if you throw out first-round pick or picks to try to get those guys? You're like, what did you just do? I mean, you know what the going rate is. It's nowhere near that.
I feel as if, seriously, everything Brad Holmes has done, we just keep trending up and up and up as it pertains to our football team in Detroit. If he doesn't want to make a big splash, I'm okay with that because he's got a plan, that he's got a short-term plan and a long-term plan. And I do not think that when I'm more, I looked at the offense and the defense and where they were compared to last year, I feel like this group can still get it done. I'm starting to feel better, Gator, is what I'm saying. 248-539-9797. Get to more of your phone calls coming up. Again, big news today. Devontae Adams traded from the Raiders in Vegas to the Jets in New York for a third round pick that could convert to a second round pick. The Jets have also given Haason Reddick a small window to seek a trade, which feels like a direct response to the injury in Detroit. He is a guy that can pressure a quarterback, more of an outside linebacker, but he is a pass rusher. And you have to wonder if Vegas has started a full-scale sell-off with Davante Adams, who wasn't as happy there, and Max Crosby seems to be happy there. But things are afoot right now in the National Football League. Do you trust Brad Holmes no matter what he does? 248-539-9797-971, the ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.